This Ben Fordham podcast is brought to you by NatureBee. Give it a go and live a longer, healthier, happier life. Get 3 months supply for only $59.95 with an extra month for free, plus free delivery. Visit naturebee.com or call 1-800-147-009.
Did you notice that your internet was slow over the school holidays? A Central Coast dad says having school kids home for the holidays and glued to their screens overloaded the national broadband network and slowed down his internet. Benjamin Stewart's his name. He started monitoring his internet speeds a couple of weeks ago, and the download speed bottomed out last week at 1 megabit per second, while he's paying for a top speed of about 100 megabits per second. So it begs the question, is school holidays a dead zone when it comes to internet access because of the amount of people using the net? Trevor Long, host of Talking Technology, is on the line. Trevor, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Ben. It's not just school holidays, mate. Evenings. A lot of people suffering slowdowns just in peak times at night because the internet providers are not buying enough capacity to cope with the number of customers that they've connected to the NBN.
These are new challenges that are popping up along the way, and we know that when people come home, they like to put a movie on, and therefore you've got an overload on the system and everything slows down. But during school holidays, you think about it, you've got a lot of kids using devices, but those are times, those are peak moments for businesses, small businesses, who are trying to get a lot done during the day.
Yeah, the providers need to understand that they have to provide for those peak times, whether it's school holidays on the irregular occasions that they occur, or everyone in their suburb getting online one night because there's a big event on. You know, they need to be ready for all their customers. And what's happening is, to break it down, there's basically 120 zones around Australia where the NBN is created, and each provider, each telco, has to buy capacity. They have to buy, you know, enough lanes on the superhighway into each of those zones. So your suburb could be slow for one provider, but your next door neighbour could be with a different internet provider and be getting excellent speeds. And that's the problem. People aren't understanding that different telcos provide different speeds based on how much effort they're putting into their service.
Okay, Telstra has fixed that issue. They've added more download capacity to that area, but the big telcos are complaining that the reason they aren't buying enough capacity on the NBN is because it's too expensive. Is that the case?
Of course it's more expensive to have the higher speeds and bigger capacity, but the problem is they're trying to make bigger margins. So they don't feel the incentive to put people onto the higher plans because they don't make as much money off people when they're on the higher plan. So if all of the customers switched to the higher plans, the telcos would make less money per user. So they're happy to have people on the slower plans because they make more money. And what they're lobbying is for the NBN through the government to reduce the price of the higher plans so that they can make more money and incentivize people up to the higher speeds and give everyone better internet, which was the whole point of this thing going back to the start.
Good on you, Trevor. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, Ben.
Trevor Long, host of Talking Technology, 8 p.m. weeknights on Talking Lifestyle. I wonder whether people notice a difference today with most kids being back at school. Do you notice all of a sudden your internet speed picking up? Tell me, 131873, or email ben@2gb.com.